Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, indeed, this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For indeed, the Most High has told me, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. And men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said if they could, to destroy. But I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters, no question about it, will be realized, revered, honored, glorified, praised, ultimately, my brothers and sisters, as the only salvation, the only Savior. For it is he, my brothers and sisters, that declared from the very beginning what indeed is the purpose of man. It is he, my brothers and sisters, that has declared from the beginning the purpose of all creation. It is he, my brothers and sisters, that has declared what is the standard required of all that is, that what is allowed to continue to exist be found acceptable and true unto all, that from the beginning the Most High himself has intended. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, only the word of the Most High in its initial intents, its pure and perfect initial intents, maintained in its comprehension and integrity and in righteous conveyance, my brothers and sisters, according to all that was initially intended, only that word, my brothers and sisters, only adherence, understanding, respect, obedience, for that understanding is the hope, my brothers and sisters, indeed the only hope for the salvation of the human soul. It is imperative, my brothers and sisters, it's of utmost importance that we do understand this, for the real meaning of the scriptures we find at John 1 and 1 through 4, even through 12, has by and large escaped the greater portion of the masses. When the scripture says, in the beginning was the Word was with Yah, the Word was Yah. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. All things were made by him, and without him there were nothing made that were made. My brothers and sisters, in these words is a very, very powerful, powerful principle. That by and large, I said that by and large, by most, has been missed, completely overlooked. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, humanity, not discerning that principle, has by and large discerned its purpose and his soul, for not understanding this premise, has till this very day been by and large wide open for all manner of illusion. Illusions, my brothers and sisters, short-sightedness, arrogances and ignorance, indiscretion, deviant and devilish ideas, my brothers and sisters, that must be overcome. I want you to hear me. The truth of the matter, and many of you who will consider my words will understand quickly what I'm saying to you. Before a man speaks a word, prayerfully, my brothers and sisters, before a man speaks a word, and certainly before the Most High speaks a word, before there are words, my brothers and sisters, there is thought, there is a conception, a vision, an ideal in the mind. There's a thought process, my brothers and sisters, that must be learned, my brothers and sisters, relearned. Thought processes and ideal, machination, if you will, integration of thoughts that existed in the mind of the Creator before he declared a word. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, it should also be for men that they should think before they speak. Even, my brothers and sisters, it should be that before a man speaks, he seeks the guidance of the Most High, that he does not underestimate the power of a word, that he does not, my brothers and sisters, speak outside of divine intent, for it is written, 12 and 36, that for every foolish, how about stagnating, deceptive, short-sighted, imperfect, ultimately unjust word, presumptuous, immature word, a man speaks. And our brothers and sisters, all such testimony as this, and oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, be simply that which flatters a short-sighted, shallow-minded conscience. For every foolish, idle, stagnating word a man speaks, and trust me, my brothers and sisters, a true word from the Most High should inspire the mind to seek the hyper-dimensions of truth contained therein. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the Most High speaks nothing inconscient or inconsiderate of all else that is his thoughts, his mind, his plan. Therefore, he has warned us, stagnated, immature, presumptuous, half-baked idea, a thought that men speak. It will compel me and my brothers and sisters not to seek the greater truth. For every stagnant, they put down the word idle. How about vain, my brothers and sisters? How about unacceptable? How about incomplete? That's what the word vain means. It means it does not ultimately appease what the Most High would have spoken. Very foolish, vain, idle, short-sighted, stagnating. Fatal flattering word, if you will, a man speaks. He should give account for it in the judgment. Messiah said it another way in Micah 5th chapter. Be perfect even as your heavenly Father is perfect. 5:48. Man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Micah 4:4. He said to his people at 5:14, you need to read 5:14-24, that his people are to be a light to the world. Certainly not to blind or leave people stagnated in the darkness, immature, unwise to the exceeding things of the Most High. So people are to be an invariant light to the world. My brothers and sisters, where people have become so diverse and juxtaposed in their ideas that they have become an unstable variation rather than a pure, perfect testimony unto the Most High. Such a people, my brothers and sisters, cannot be the ultimate redemption of a world. Messiah said his people must be a light to the world. In the book of Jacob, they call it James, talks about how every good and perfect gift that comes from above, Father of light, in whom there's no variableness nor shadow of changing. What this means, my brothers and sisters, is that the true people of the Most High must be, as 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11 said, must be a people of one mind, one heart, one allegiance, no divisions among us, speaking all the same thing. The Most High said concerning himself, hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. So as the Most High is one, who is our Maker. As he is one, my brothers and sisters, having created man to resonate his thoughts and his thoughts alone. My brothers and sisters, as the Most High is one, so must be his people. Meaning, since we should understand that only purity and completion offers one choice, that it is our obligation as a people to seek all that is necessary, leaving nothing lacking, that in the rediscovery of all the Most High has taught, pure and complete, we recognizing one consensus, one choice, one ultimate solution, one common sense of guidance, should all be one. What is perfect, or what seems perfect to the mind of a man, is a god to him. Messiah said, for this reason, that the Most High, Micah 7th chapter, said, what is perfect, what seems perfect to a man ultimately, he said, is surely a god to him. But if the Most High knows how to do good, the word good even relates what is perfect, what is complete, what is whole, unto all that is divine purpose. So again, my brothers and sisters, we consider Micah 5. He said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, because he did not come to stagnate the word or abolish the word in any way, but to teach it fully, something the leaders were not doing. And if indeed, my brothers and sisters, the leaders had been teaching all that should have been taught, good, whole, and acceptable, unto the renewing of the mind. How about renewing mindfulness? Renewing all consideration of all that is necessary that men turn from sin unto true salvation. If the leaders had been teaching all that was necessary for the people to culminate of one mind, renewed in the full strength of conscience the Most High intended from the beginning. If the words of men were sufficient to do this, my brothers and sisters, and if the leaders had been faithful unto that cause, and the people realizing the need to convey the perfect word from the beginning and all that it is, realizing that's the only hope for genuine love and peace, love for Yah and love for our brother. If man had understood this, my brothers and sisters, I said, if man had only understood this, it'd be a far better world. If humanity had understood what entirely is its purpose, I said, if man would have rightly understood entirely what is his purpose, and the leaders recognizing what their responsibility is and asking for the gift of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. Under the rebuke of all sin, even all that divides our people. If those in places of power have been true unto this purpose, our brothers and sisters, do you ever stop to consider that the divisions that are amongst us, the social, cultural, political, national, denominational differences among us would not exist, for we would have truly kept divine command after what is divine conscience. So, it is apparent in the divisions that exist amongst us, and oftentimes so many arguments and divisions exist because we have not been all given, let's just say, we have not all given consideration to all the Most High has declared, many seeking to establish their own self-righteousness as sufficient, oftentimes unwilling to hear anything more. Have oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, defeated for ourselves the very purpose we claim we had most desire, which is the salvation of man. There's no deliverance from the children of darkness who hide the truth when the intents of the hearts are to deny the truth. They may not recognize their responsibility unto the greater conscience of the hour. Matthias 7 relates to us well. But the Most High knows what for his people is ultimately good. He said, therefore, watch out for false prophets. Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Even unto the rebuke of all sin, every fallen standard. Think about it. If a thing is whole and you start taking away from it, twisted in any way, it becomes division. Not true to the initial state. It becomes a perversion, a deviation, and not true to the initial integrity, which is the word of life. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, it's not possible to keep and uphold the integrity of the testimony of the Holy Spirit. It's not possible even to receive the righteousness of the Holy Spirit if one seeks to retain or preserve any concept in the mind that was born inconsiderate of the full fruition of what is divine intent. As I told you before, the Most High says nothing inconsiderate of the fullness of all that which he, from the beginning, intended. And no word of truth, my brothers and sisters, would deny a word of truth. There must be a better understanding, my brothers and sisters. Again, Matthias 7. Messiah said, that the Most High knows what is good and how to give what is good unto his people. So often men call upon the name of the Most High. We must understand what Messiah meant when he said, no man come to me lest the Father draw him. Men have called upon the Most High, my brothers and sisters, to satisfy what seems sufficient in their own eyes, what seems important, of utmost importance after their own vision. Proverbs 14:12, Proverbs 16:25. There's a way. There's many ways, in fact, that seem right, whole, righteous, fair, just, fully considerate, if you will, respectful and reverent unto the Most High. Many other ways that seem right and seem right, righteous unto men. But the ends, those that's plural, thereof. There's not life, there's not fruition, there's not the attainment of conscience beyond contradiction. But the scripture says is death. Oh, I remember how many times my grandfather used to quote that scripture to get me to check myself. Well, I think about it now. To this very day for that, I'm thankful. Go back in the old days, they would have. I think my grandmother, in fact, I know many times my grandfather might have said such a thing to me. Word to the wise. He thought sufficient. I wonder if he ever knew just how much those words impacted my thinking. So he said, Messiah said, watch out for false prophets. In effect, saying, watch out for those who don't teach the fullness of what is necessary for a soul to be made complete. The Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. The Holy Spirit is a pure, perfect testimony from above. That no man be found lacking, that all considerate of all things might agree, leaving no room for argument. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we need to understand what is the power and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Messiah said, because there are many ways that seem right, many paths, crooked, misleading, that seem right unto men, but the end thereof is death. He said, watch out for false prophets. Watch out for those whose testimony could be misleading, could be inconsiderate of greater truth. Watch out for those whose testimony might be incorporated, intruded upon, after the selfish ambitions of another who may not be concerned with your giving full reverence for him whom the Most High has sent for the remission of sins, and that we need to speak about as well. But there's no remission of sins, my brothers and sisters. After the pick and choose, cherry picking testimony of those who would call, compel the people to think themselves justified before Yah, after merely what seems right after their own conscience. It's a gift from the Most High, my brothers and sisters, under greater discretion beyond all the confusion of misrepresentations and misadministrations that exist in this world. And frankly, no man makes a savior. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, there's no remission of sins or complete atonement beyond all sins and all differences and allegiances to those, my brothers and sisters, whose avocation is to create partial, imperfect doctrine, more concerned with pulpits and thrones than the pure, perfect word. It is the gospel of peace, necessary atonement and healing of our people. In the book of Micah, again, he said, therefore, watch out for false prophets, those who would never tell you the whole truth, those who would even contrive all manner of illusions so as not to tell the whole truth. One scripture says in Isaiah, woe to them, Isaiah 30, woe to them who take counsel but not from me, who offer offerings but not of my spirit, who add sin to sin, whose result of all this such teaching, my brothers and sisters, in doctrine, is confusion. My brothers and sisters, again, purity and completion can only offer one choice, is true to the Maker himself. And how is it that men are so sure, long before mature, that they found that maturation, the renewing of the mind, the salvation from all those who keep humanity in darkness, that the Most High requires. There's a reason why in the book of 1 Corinthians, the apostle said, watch out for those who destroy the temple or don't teach everything that needs to be taught or would negate or compromise against the promise of the Most High. Understand, my brothers and sisters, the promise demands that all parties participate in it, meet the demands of the contract. It's a mutual agreement, my brothers and sisters. Indeed, it is. Messiah said, watch out for false prophets who never tell the whole truth. The road they lead upon is broad, but it leads to destruction. How about, my brothers and sisters, never what is sufficient? So he said, after saying, watch out for false prophets, he said, my brothers and sisters, is he who has these words of mine, who keeps them, who understands them, who preserves them, who discerns them in their integrity, if you will, obedient to the wisdom of those words, the high implications of those words, that is a wise man. But what about, my brothers and sisters, if one has the words and they are twisted out of context, outside the context of meaning, because they've trusted in false prophets, the false testimony of those who never had administration from above, were never willing to accept the empowerment the Most High would grant from above. We need to talk about that. Yes, we do. He said, because of this, many will come to him in that day, saying, did we not in thy name, or unto thy honor, the honor of thy name, even the recognition, because the very name of the Most High declares that he is all that he is, he is therefore one. See, many will come in that day, did we not in your name, unto your honor, preach, cast out devils, illusions, those with the words that act as obstacles against the awakening of the mind. Did we not in your name do many wonderful or inspired works? And Messiah will say to them, keep away from me, you who work iniquity. That means injustice. Not true to all that the Most High is due. He said, my brothers and sisters, because many did not seek the fullness of a word, and the Most High will reprove mankind for having not been so inconsiderate. He says, when the rains come, the winds blow. When the testimony of the Most High goes forth in the fullness of its power, those, my brothers and sisters, who have trusted upon ideas without rightful foundation, the instability of a diverse, juxtaposed mass of misconceived ideas. He said, those who have trusted in such houses, my brothers and sisters, the fall of such should be great. But blessed is that wise man, my brothers and sisters, who has a foundation of right understanding. For that is the one whose house is built upon a rock. Blessed are they who will understand. In Yohanan, my brothers and sisters, we need to understand something about that foundation. In the beginning was the Word was with Yah, the Word was Yah. What does it mean? The word for word there, my brothers and sisters, is dabar in the Hebrew. It relates far more than what is some might call a printed word upon a page. It relates to equity even, my brothers and sisters, of a word. Thought. Even a pre-existent thought that exists before any words are spoken. And I want you to understand something about the insufficiency of a mere word written upon a printed page. There's a reason why the scripture says he must write his law, his word, his thoughts upon the minds and the hearts to be again be his people. But many of my brothers and sisters who twist the words out of context, he said, watch out for false prophets. Those who claim to have authority, claim to represent the truth of the Most High, but do not. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. It says, in the beginning was the Word was with Yah. That means in harmony and in agreement. It means, my brothers and sisters, there must be a capacity not only to speak a word, but also my brothers and sisters to communicate, to comprehend and convey a word in a true to initial integrity. It said in the beginning. Well, the words in the Hebrew for in the beginning also the word for eternal. It means, therefore, there must be a maintaining of the integrity of a word after its initial substance and intent. And the capacity to do that, my brothers and sisters. Recognizing that that which the Most High made, he made unto an eternal purpose based upon fullness of his conscience. That realization beyond all diversitudes, self-righteousness, selfish ambition, inconsiderate and irreverent thoughts. My brothers and sisters, the attainment of that consistency and allegiance unto it, rationality that would preserve such thought. My brothers and sisters, indeed, that attainment of conscience beyond worldly contradictions. I said the attainment of that supreme conscience, delivered, no longer affected by the intrusions of the thoughts of another. That, my brothers and sisters, salvation and deliverance is indeed life. So what did Messiah mean? It's imperative we understand this. When he said, and I will have to tell you that the Aramaic, before I speak about this, in the Aramaic, there's something written there. In Matthias 28, 18 through 20, in the Aramaic, that for some reason translated into the text that are common to the masses today. But what is missing, the 28, 18 through 20, as it is in the Aramaic, and trust me, my brothers and sisters, all the original scriptures were indeed written in Hebrew and Aramaic. There are those who would compel you to think otherwise because they would cause you to think that perhaps monotheist thought is based upon a polytheist language. Think again. Yohanan, John 20 and 20 to 22. You need to read those scriptures really closely because what they relate is Messiah says something very important that should have been in the midst of Matthias 28, 18 to 20. It is reflected also, my brothers and sisters, for the remission of sins. If you want to call, we're going to talk about what that is. Acts 1 and 1 through 6. Oh, heaven help us. So much to comprehend together. And blessed will be the day that we all do. Messiah said, all power. It means the empowerment. What is that? From on high has been given unto me. And the Aramaic, those words are followed with, and as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Wow. Even for the remission of sins? What does that mean? My brothers and sisters, the leaders of this world could not tell you. Or if they did, they could not operate in the sinful methodology, after the sinful methodology and trickery and deceitfulness that they do. Messiah said, all power from on high, the empowerment from on high. Remember, he told his disciples that they would receive the promise, power from on high. That many days hence, talking about after his crucifixion and appearance to his disciples, apostles, those unto whom the epistles, apostles unto whom the epistles, the law, the words of the Most High was to be written upon their minds and heart in right understanding. Remember he said, what is around 16:12, I many have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear, receive, comprehend them, grasp them yet. What is the power from on high, my brothers and sisters? What is it? If we understood it, my brothers and sisters, there could not be so many differences among us to deceive. He said, therefore, go ye forth and teach all nations, because as my Father sent me. In other words, it's authority from on high. Wow, what is it? It's empowerment from on high. This gift of Yah. How about my brothers and sisters, a gift to declare a heightened sense of discretion the world did not have. A gift from on high. He said, go forth and teach all nations. He said, baptizing them, purging them, relinquishing them, therefore, my brothers and sisters, of every filthy, sinful allegiance. Short-sighted, misideal, miscreant sense of conscience and misrule. Teach them, my brothers and sisters, that they need to attain to the power, the presence of mind that is from above in order to revere Yah beyond men. And he said, and teach them, convert them. Wow. Psalms 19:7-14 says, the word of Yah is perfect that converts the soul. The word perfect means complete, pure, good, whole, untainted, unadulterated. The word of Yah is perfect that converts the soul. He said, go forth and teach all nations, therefore, everything that he has commanded. I said, everything that he has commanded. How about my brothers and sisters? Faith, having a faith, seeking beyond the variant status quo of men, and the reverse misideals, even the sinful, divisive testimonies of men. He said, teach them everything. How about not just that he commanded, but teach them as he has commanded. My brothers and sisters, no doubt about it. Read Micaiah 23rd chapter. I would simply say to you, to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Messiah proved without question that the, you find this also in Colossians as well, that the leaders of this world had taught after the carnality of their minds, after their own puffed up, self-righteous intellectual powers, and not after the substance and intent, the integrity and essence of truth that would be revealed in the spirit of Messiah. My brothers and sisters, what the Most High sent Messiah to expose and prove foolish, faulty, unacceptable, divisive rather than a healing for our people. Messiah was sent, my brothers and sisters, to show the world that what the leaders thought wise, sufficient, right, whole, good. My brothers and sisters, because it left people to argue after so many misideals wrought of incomplete perception, incomplete capacity to see implications, still yet contentiously argumentative one against another. But when pure and complete truth is revealed, as was the pursuit at the decree of the Most High unto Abraham. What did he say? Abraham, go forth. He told Abraham to seek his perfect word. And that would be the blessing, the healing, the atonement of all the nations. And there's a reason why Messiah said, I make no request for the worldly who will not hear. Worldly who already have ideas in their own minds, their own idea of perfection, their own idea of righteousness, oftentimes are quickly willing to contend against the idea of an absolute simply because they have not known what it is. Salvation by faith, then, my brothers and sisters, demands an humbling discipline and diligence of mind. The carnality, my brothers and sisters, seeking to exalt itself so oftentimes is unwilling to receive. And accept. That's what the Messiah said. I make no request for the worldly. Yohanan 17:8, those who would establish their own gods, establish their own ideas that they would not listen to him. He said the spirit of truth. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, the way of truth unto life, the invariant way of truth. The path, my brothers and sisters, that doesn't establish all these obstacles to man. It's not a crooked path, it's a straight path that leads to life. Not laden with so many illusions after which men might be misled. Say, I'm the way of truth unto life. He said, no man comes to the Father unless he come through by me. Certainly, no man comes to the Father, my brothers and sisters, desirous after paths that would mislead themselves and their brothers, or would lead men blind to the way of righteousness. Righteousness meaning justice. And my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, whoever does not seek all that is just before the Most High has no righteousness, no sense of justice, real justice at all. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand. Besides, to go forth and teach all nations everything that he has commanded, that all might agree beyond any possibility of contention and argument. So what is that power from on high that he was talking about? Remember what I spoke to you about earlier? It is the power, my brothers and sisters, not only to rightly comprehend the word from the Most High. In the book of Enoch has a scripture there that talks about the coming of Messiah, and it says, blessed are you if you are capable of comprehending the elect one. The scripture talks about much testimony the Messiah would bring in the last days, because the leaders had not granted the people. Oftentimes they themselves had not delved deeply enough into the high implications of a word for which they should give reverence to an exceeding mind. And many things Messiah would speak to them, the people, my brothers and sisters, but they were not prepared to comprehend, not prepared to understand. Read Isaiah 28 as it compares to Micah, as I spoke to you before. Micah 7th chapter, you need to read the whole book. 7th chapter. Many not prepared to comprehend his words. So what is the empowerment, my brothers and sisters, with which Messiah sent forth his apostles? The law written upon their hearts, a capacity to comprehend that word. To my brothers and sisters also convey that word to those who have had a heart to know that they needed to receive from the Most High also an empowerment from on high. A capacity to understand a word after pure vibration. Speaking about here, my brothers and sisters, let me say that at the highest vibration, there are no contradictions. At the highest vibration, my brothers and sisters, all things work together. It is a foolish man who believes that the thoughts of the Most High are contradictory, bipolar, or schizophrenic. It's a foolish man, my brothers and sisters, who believes the Most High is a contradiction against himself. That's the devil. I want you to understand something, my brother and sister. Clinical definition of insanity is oftentimes related as an inability or an unwillingness to accept the fullness of the reality. There is no sanity. There is no soundness. There is no constancy when men refuse to seek what is communication at the utmost level. And again, there's no love for Yah and no love for one another. Messiah said, Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. Must love him, seek him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. No antipathetic, if you will. No antagonistic digression or rebellion against the fullness of what is divine will, but seek him and love him, respect him, and have faith in him, having wisdom in all that he has said. Recognize, my brothers and sisters, that his is a depth of mind, a height of thought. My brothers and sisters, that man must be empowered to become attuned to, at one with, atoned unto. And believe me, these are important words to understand, my brothers and sisters, considering that Yom Teruah Feast of Trumpets, and the Day of Atonement is soon upon us. Salvation is not after the diverse ideas seeming wise as the works of men, the thoughts of men, the conceits of men. Salvation beyond every faulty idea is indeed a gift from Yah. And according to the scriptures, if we only understand it, we talked about this before in Ephesians 2. The gift of Yah, my brothers and sisters, the grace of Yah is the knowledge of the coming kingdom of Yah. Even in the coming kingdom, the Most High has promised after the rule that he gave to his people Israel, even the full remembrance. I say the full remembrance thereof. If you really want to know the truth, the scripture speaks about the Zakar, the rememberer. At Isaiah 46, telling people, remember all things so they be counted men according to purpose. Malachi talks about the one called the righteous one from the rising of the sun. Righteous one likened to the rising of the sun, bringing to remembrance. How about my brothers and sisters even casting out all the darkness and revealing the light the world would obscure? One called the son of righteousness will arise is ultimately, my brothers and sisters, that the heart, the remembrance of the ancient heart of the fathers be restored to the children, the heart of the children to the fathers. The word that is from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, comprehended again. And conveyed mind to mind after all that is initial intent that a thing, my brothers and sisters, be made whole, worthy, acceptable according to all that is initial intent that this earth, my brothers and sisters, be made unto fruition of all that from the beginning the Most High intended. He says, the Father sent me with that gift, with that empowerment, with that power, with that gift from above. He said, Messiah said, so I'm sending you. So he said, go forth and convert the nations, ultimately by the unto the honor of the Father and the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, granting men the capacity to comprehend divine mind. Render men capacity for those who would listen, who would hear, to receive and even be inclined in wisdom to seek after the fullness of an intensely awesome and magnificent heightened sense of reason, after which we all must comply. And learn to cooperate mutually together. Come, let us reason together, he said. That means according to his conscience. And though our sins be like scarlet, they should be white like wool. In other words, washed white, pure, clean. But he said, if man rebels, he would be delivered to the sword, cut off. And this the Most High has spoken, even promised. Many of my brothers and sisters, that we must be compared to hear, and even in Hebrew, the word for hear is also to understand. Giving ourselves unto comprehension, asking for the capacity that all discern and agree in all things together for the only offering that man can offer unto the Most High, who is one, is peace. And as I've said many times before, for all that men have made, one thing that they have not been able to make is peace. My brothers and sisters, making peace with the Maker is according to his conscience and is not unstable nor diversified after the varying ideals of men. There is indeed one Savior, because there is one who made all things according to the fullness of the goodness, the fullness, the wholeness, the purity of his purpose. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this. So Messiah was saying, as the Father has granted me the capacity to comprehend and convey a word in its integrity. Wow. He even being granted the power, my brothers and sisters, beyond all worldly illusion, ill vision, blindness, short-sightedness, the power not to lie. The power from on high to speak the truth of the kingdom that is to come. What did he say about the Holy Spirit? He said to bring you to remembrance of all that he has spoken, all that he has promised. And my brothers and sisters, first Kepha, Peter, they called it, 1:10-11 said, all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that was in them. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that we have a sure word of prophecy if we realize that the scriptures are not of any private interpretation, of the carnal minds or the carnal interpretations or short-sighted, inconjunct interpretations and ideals of men. But holy men, men consecrated in mind and heart unto the Most High, spoke as they were given unction by the Holy Spirit. And we were admonished to seek the Most High, the Most High. Seek for him with a pure heart, a heart that has no intent to pervert the words, but to see the words in the fullness of their context. Why would the Most High give his spirit or his words to those who would take the words and twist them? Such an offering he cannot accept. So he said, if you lack wisdom, in the book of Jacob, he said, if you lack wisdom, scatter them on the nations. Hey, indiscriminate nations. Nations that needed a covenant sent to them. A pure, perfect word. Most I didn't make a covenant with any ideal less than his own. Or unto any ideal, my brothers and sisters, that would not complete his purpose. Earth belongs to him. It was never meant to be divided after the diverse rule of men. Those who think so, my brothers and sisters, are indeed under sin. Need to talk about that. He said, we lack that wisdom, the wisdom of the one wisdom unto which we all must be viable, become viable. He said, if we scattered among the nations, you must know the Most High still desires of us all a perfect work. That means one pure, ultimate ideal that he intended from the beginning. True to all his commandments as he combines them into those who are willing to humbly hear. That he chooses my brothers and sisters that they might be his disciples. He said, in my disciples, you know the truth. The truth will set you free. How about set you free from those who don't seek the whole word? Oh, I was talking about that a little earlier. In Yohanan, 8th chapter, Messiah said, if you were the sons of Abraham, you'd be doing the works of Abraham. Abraham knew to seek the perfect word of the Most High. And certainly would have had room in their hearts to receive that succeeding word. Yet men call themselves the sons of Abraham, even call themselves Israel, unwilling to accept the gift of an exceeding word, my brothers and sisters, by which men might find agreement, atonement, attunement after the mind of the Maker, that they agree with him. But men have rejected that gift. They've rejected that empowerment. Men have not wanted to realize that you can't receive the Holy Spirit unto the maturation of all that it would bring to bear, that the Spirit of the Most High would bring to bear if one seeks to retain the corruptions of his own soul. He said, if you love me, keep, guard, maintain, defend. My brothers and sisters, can you maintain the integrity of a pure thing poured it into a dirty glass? My brothers and sisters, we must be willing to allow that Spirit to wash us completely. I've oftentimes said the Holy Spirit, like a flame, burns everything that is not like itself. And if we're going to receive the Holy Spirit of the Most High and not be left double-minded, if we're going to receive the Holy Spirit and the testimony that it might be kept holy, pure, unto the will of one, we must seek surely then, my brothers and sisters, by faith in the Most High, trusting him beyond leaning down on understanding. You must be willing to trust him, my brothers and sisters, for what he reveals, knowing that in all that he speaks, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, I know this for a fact, most I can reiterate and explain higher dimensions of three words, just three words, all night long. And even when you get up that morning, next morning, my brothers and sisters, there's still some more he could tell you. All the while speaking and iterating into the minds. Ideas, my brothers and sisters, even at light speed. I can only tell you that I saw this and have experienced this myself. I thank the Most High that he granted it to me. Because you're listening to the words, my brothers and sisters, of one who has seen the third heaven, has seen what it's like to watch the communications of angels. So words, my brothers and sisters, taking time to convey. Words spoken with mouth were not enough. Visionary speech, my brothers and sisters. I remember many years ago as a little child, I began to realize one time looking at some comic strips. I said, man, if some people really think in words like this, that's got to be mighty doggone slow. Well, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, think about it. A baby doesn't speak, doesn't think at first in words. He thinks according to experience and what he's envisioned. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High can relate his words in something far more than just mere words. It's like watching a movie. Even my brothers and sisters being allowed to tap into the spirit that spoke to the hearts of all those who were made writers, secretaries, if you will, of a word from on high, the ones we call prophets and apostles. The ones the Most High sent because the ruler so often fell short of what was divine intent. So what then, my brothers and sisters, is the remission of sin? If we really were to understand the scriptures well, it's a shocking truth, my brothers and sisters. But since we were commissioned by the Most High to seek the fullness of all that is his word, the rulers, my brothers and sisters, do not speak it. What are those who rely upon those who keep the people in darkness that they seem wise in ignorance? Since we were commissioned, my brothers and sisters, to recognize the people of the Most High, in the Most High, must be one. Realizing we have an obligation to seek all that is a pure, perfect truth, that all have a capacity to reason and cooperate together. The remission of our sins, my brothers and sisters, is the acceptance of him, the Most High, sins. Not to hide or deny the word, but indeed, my brothers and sisters, to teach it fully, even in a manner that humanity, the leaders of humanity, have not done so. Now, my brothers and sisters, even for many, 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 many generations, but many will not comprehend that till they are ready and willing to be diligent, to seek out what has not been common status quo concept of knowledge. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths, compelling men oftentimes not even consider what is the greater truth. They lied to you. I'm going to tell you, just give you an example. And I can prove it for those of you who are willing to look at my website, hiddengospel.com. Article there called Prophetic Proof, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. They lied to you and they told you that this appearing of Messiah would only be the second. It's actually the third, at least. I promise you. If you examine the article that I related to you, Early Church Origin, at hiddengospel.com, article called Prophetic Proof at hiddengospel.com, you will find that. And this is because men have not discerned what Messiah did the first time and was prophesied ultimately to do in the latter days, that most of my brothers and sisters have been totally distorted in their thinking, not to truly comprehend what Messiah did second time around, nor have they comprehended fully what he must come to do in order to declare an absolute. And the only way an absolute can be declared, my brothers and sisters, is that every misrepresentation that has stagnated and kept the minds of men in a prison house in darkness. My brothers and sisters, every false, fallen, foolish, fleshly, short-sighted testimony must be exposed in the short-sightedness, the lack of wisdom that it is. What then is the remission of sins? My brothers and sisters, there's no putting away of the sin of misallegiance. Listen to me. There's no putting away of the sin of misallegiance. If me and my brothers and sisters, allegiance is still to those who deny and hide the truth. Men have created for themselves many forms of idols. I said men have created for themselves many forms of idols. Misrepresentations. Call them churches. And then dare to say that men should bow down to the idols of false, fallen, wish worship, never giving full consideration of all the Most High has said. Men have created themselves for themselves many idols and said that if men fall down and worship the constructs that they have made, the teachings that they have called wise, that the Most High will call them who follow such delusion and division. Hey, if you even believe the Most High would respect these idols that men have made, even that the Most High would fall down before the idols of corrupt and constrained doctrine that men have made to oblige such partial and corrupt teaching, as if it were acceptable even unto the running of his kingdom. I say, my brothers and sisters, whoever would think such a thing, let him think again. If men understood that the goal of the faith was always that all men be consecrated unto a pure, perfect truth, seeking all that had not been worldly, let's just say all that had been worldly status quo, seeking all that worldly status quo had ignored and denied since the fall. If men knew it was their obligation to seek the pure, perfect truth for the healing of the minds, seeking to, even where there was ignorance, seeking to learn the truth to help men see beyond the misconceits and misallegiances they have trusted, if they'd have known that, my brothers and sisters, would people so quickly fall victim to the mass of diverse, i.e. sinful, separated, divisive, misideals, the false prophets that have been men's pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, presidents, shahs, whatever they call themselves, that have divided the people and not considering that the earth still belongs to Yah, and that the Most High has already said he would subdue all kings to establish the king that he has chosen. My brothers and sisters, if you look at the book of Ezekiel, in the 37th chapter, in other places, we find that ultimately, till the world is subject to the mind of one king, as the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 10:4-6, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through Yah, to the casting down of strongholds and all false imaginations, bringing everything to the obedience of Messiah. Till the world is subject to the mind of one king who is true to the Most High, my brothers and sisters, we are not saved. A people not agreed, my brothers and sisters, cannot give honor unto the Most High. A people not agreed, my brothers and sisters, have not been true unto Yah as He is. The remission of sins. If we only understood, if the people only understood what it is, that allegiance to any false, fallen, misadministrator, or misadministrative ideal, not true to the power from on high, not true to the obligation from on high, and receiving the Spirit that teaches all things for the conversion of the nations. Whoever is in allegiance to institutions that would never tell the whole truth, my brothers and sisters, who did not realize the need to seek the greater truth of the Most High to be true unto Him first and foremost, all such institutions, my brothers and sisters, have been irreverent. All such institutions have been sinned. and all such institutions, if men knew the truth of what is expected of them in an oath unto Yah himself, men would know that every institution that does not seek the whole truth, and you should be, when you say watch out for false prophets, I mean watch out for those who don't tell you the whole truth. That means you should have watched and looked for the whole truth. Only way you can watch out and be on guard against partial testimony if you seek the exceeding testimony. If man understood what was his purpose all along, to resonate a word of integrity rather than deviation and perversion, the world wouldn't have all the troubles that it does today. The Most High told me directly that whenever man is subject to any conscience less than his own, it is trouble, it is trouble, it is tribulation, it is disagreement, it is contention. It is not peace, it is not honor, Yah. And that it is not agreement. What the world has not understood, my brothers and sisters, is this. That all these fallen testimonies and fallen administrations, every one of them is a farce, not true to the obligation of the empowerment that is from on high. But many of my brothers and sisters are they who not only see it as occasion to sell whatever the people want, but my brothers and sisters who would cater to the carnality of man and those who would seek to call themselves wise in ignorance, that they feel understand the need to humble themselves before him who is greater, that they truly become great. The most have not understood, my brothers and sisters, is that when in the fall of Jerusalem, Rome coming in to destroy Jerusalem, what do they come there for? That they all come together, one mind. Even, like he said, receiving the power of the Spirit that they all convey together and should be assured that they are growing together of one mind. Rome didn't like the idea about those being empowered, my brothers and sisters, to convey, comprehend the mind of one, being polytheist, of people, my brothers and sisters, who delight in keeping the people confused. That's what polytheism is. All my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. The multitude of diversities that men have called by a name are perversity and corruption against the holy name. And a polytheism, my brothers and sisters, and a fall from faith faithful unto one, therefore, the salvation of man. Even a rejection of the gift of the Most High would cause men to put aside all that causes them to transgress, all that causes them to ignore the truth. What was Rome doing, my brothers and sisters, when they destroyed Jerusalem? They sought to end the gathering at the meeting place, after which all could come together to reason together, to be assured that they are of one mind and heart. In the Aramaic, it actually says, we must examine ourselves to be assured that we all have the same faith, and if not, we are rejected, accursed, filled with divisions, separations, under the sins of a multitude of misrepresentatives that despise the full authority of Yah and him whom the Most High has chosen. Enemies, Messiah said to you, my friends, if you do everything that I command you, John 15:14. What was Rome doing when they destroyed Jerusalem? Messiah said those who were so empowered would be given a mouth, a voice, a message that the leaders of this world could not withstand. In other words, if they would have truly given themselves to hear it, they would have been convinced against the anomalies of folly that they had so long trusted. The rulers of this world did not like the idea about people, evangelicals, they called them, going forth to teach such mastery. They sought the destruction of Jerusalem, the corruption of those who were appointed even to rule, that they had appointed to rule in Jerusalem. I talked about this before, how Rome came in and slaughtered all the priests who wanted a king after the tribe of Judah, decades before the birth of Messiah, and established a puppet priesthood that Messiah came along later and called hypocritical, misrepresentative rather than representative. The goal, my brothers and sisters, was to obliterate the gathering of voices of one mind. Not only in Jerusalem, my brothers and sisters, but abroad, wherever the gospel, the pure, perfect word of the Most High had gone forth to harmonize the minds. 2 Thessalonians said that what would come of this is that wicked men, lawless, the word for wicked is lawless, men not seeking the whole law of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, you need to understand something the Most High told me about these pastors who don't seek the fullness of his righteousness, or people who, my brothers and sisters, want right, who wants to sustain injustice. And he told me quite vehemently, these people have no righteousness. So certainly your righteousness must exceed that of those who would deny the truth. And the only real righteousness before the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is to seek the fulfillment, the completion, the perfection of all the Most High's decree. You must understand that. What was Rome doing when they sought to murder all those who were so consecrated, which they did in the first centuries? Look at that article on my website, hiddengospel.com. That article called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, and understand. Rome sought to obliterate the voices of all those who knew and spoke, conveyed, communicated, comprehended the truth. And do they really think that they would grasp the power of the Most High while they saw double-minded in their allegiance to squash the perfection of a word? He said, if any man be double-minded, let him not think he receive anything from the Most High, even though he may petition for understanding. Let him not think he receive anything from the Most High. He said, the spirit of truth, the worldly, who would preserve corruptions, who would establish their own gods, who would preserve their own ideals. He said, the gift of the Spirit they would not receive. And I want you to understand something. The Holy Spirit reproves all sin. It casts aside all unrighteousness. How is it men have called themselves of the Holy Spirit? Did you hear me? When they see complicity with all the variant corruptions of man, something the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, unto preserving the integrity of a word, the integrity of a conscience, cannot do. So what spirit is it, my brothers and sisters? What spirit is it that men have walked after? I got a message that supposedly we might not be right now being fully heard. Prayerfully. Yeah, I guess got a message that we are being heard. That's not a problem. Thank the Most High for that. That's a lot, some precious words said. That if not heard now, I pray will be heard by those who will give it attention in the archives. I'm going to write something here in the chat real quick. That perhaps to be heard not now in the archives. Okay. So what Rome sought to do is destroy a reverent example, a reverence, that men seeking the gift of the Spirit seek to comply with the imperfection that the rulers wanted the people to consider perfect and therefore God. Seeking therefore complicity with all the diversities and short-sightednesses of men. Scripture says, because of this, these wicked men residing in the temple, lawless men, never seeking the fullness of divine righteousness in the midst of the temples, dividing the people, having no love of the exceeding truth, preferring unrighteousness, therefore preferring injustice, not what is just and due unto the Most High. Scripture says, because they believe lies, pretenses, false representation, misrepresentatives, none to minister, none to heal the people. Read Isaiah 59, 8 through 19 to 21 through 60 and 12. Trusting where there was no healing, no being made whole. We say those who believe this lie. These divisive words, these perverting words that blind the minds. See, those who believe those lies, they said, we remain accursed. Meaning by no means can a people be made true to the Most High in all things after the word of those, my brothers and sisters, who love the heart of a deviating, perverting devil. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, if they're not willing to receive the fullness of the word the Most High declared, they, in fact, my brothers and sisters, are not the servants of Yah, but the damning devices adversary would establish among men. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to fully comprehend this? Blessed are they who do.
90.
So much more to say concerning these things, my brothers and sisters. So much more. And I pray the Most High will put it upon the hearts of whom he will. Call upon him with a reference point worthy upon which to grow. The Most High will have a people, my brothers and sisters, made true unto his mind and heart. He will have, may have a people who will reason unto peace. And my brothers and sisters, will do so. This world be subject to his righteousness. A cosmic trash day, my brothers and sisters, is surely coming. And whatever and whoever will not seek the fullness of what is divine will, that there be peace, will not inherit upon this earth. And what was those, my brothers and sisters, who will deceive one another that the best they ever inherit is a place in it, under it. My brothers and sisters, thank the Most High for the opportunity to see what for so long has not been seen. I want you to think about something. They twisted a bit of word, and they told me our time is just about up, but I'm going to go ahead and continue and say a few things, which will be heard in the archives, if not heard live. They twisted the scripture, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 45 and 9. It should have been translated that the Most High is the one who creates the light that casts out the darkness. He is the one, my brothers and sisters, who decides whether man will have peace or calamity. And he decides, my brothers and sisters, the time in which peace shall come. It is not of men. And he does desire that righteousness, a sense of genuine justice, go forth to convert the minds. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who would prefer that the greater truth not be known. Yeah, there are even those, my brothers and sisters, that prefer that a word that they did not occur to them first ever be heard. There are those who desire, my brothers and sisters, since they built miscreant constructs, institutions, styles of worship, they say, inconsiderate of the greater truths, they would prefer that people never know what the greater truths or intent ever was, that men remain ensnared after what is unjust. For the Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters, whereby he will surely reveal all that he has spoken, even bringing to bear all that he has promised. Blessed are they who will hear it. But for a long time, my brothers and sisters, men have not understood why the scripture says, and when you see all these things, your salvation is nigh. For a long time, men have not understood why, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say, Messiah will come, say, in the spirit of the Most High is upon me to preach good tidings, the whole word unto the meek. Open the eyes of the blind, those who did not realize they were under blindness. To release the captives, declare the acceptable year. Wow. Many say that 50 years shortly to come is a jubilee for time. Blessed are they who will prepare for it. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, it's the Most High who decides when the world will see again the light. Most High is His size, my brothers and sisters, when the calamity will end. When the lies, my brothers and sisters, will end. That peace, harmony, and truth begin. Again to dominate and rule in the earth. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will prepare for it. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, and indeed under His might, His honor, and His praise always. Hallelujah! I thank you all again. Yes, I do, for listening. And I pray, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High will compel you by His Spirit to seek the higher comprehension of the words that He has indeed granted me for the healing, the making whole of our people. As a minister, my brothers and sisters, who has truly been called with a message, my brothers and sisters, for the renewing or restoring to mind all that is necessary, that indeed, my brothers and sisters, for the people cooperatively restored and disciplined, that a people, my brothers and sisters, such as this, become the offering that the Most High has promised Himself. That unto His conscience, beyond contradiction, we again, my brothers and sisters, should know a place like Eden, brothers and sisters, to live in peace forever. Again, my brothers and sisters, till we speak again, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Discern what is the remission or the atonement for sin. Realize, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah comes to declare a pure, perfect word. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who can receive all His word can become one, transcending the cage to become one, my brothers and sisters, beyond every misconceit, false ruler, hypocritical misinstitutionality, that are the sins, the curses, the divisions, the short-sightedness, therefore creating pluralist-mindedness that has divided us. Thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for that which He has given. For the Most High has told me, in fact, He even woke me one morning with this song. For He has promised, my brothers and sisters, that what is the peace that He has envisioned after one mind, realizing again there will be no peace in this world till this world is all under one King that He has chosen. Realizing that all else are ungodly men. Oh, my brothers and sisters, Most High has promised that once what all was once a dream shall indeed now be done.
From this time and place.